While some politicians say now isn't the time to talk about what's driving these extreme fire conditions, especially if it involves talking about climate change, some National Party politicians do want to talk about backburning. So has there been enough hazard reduction burning going on? And if not, why not? Isabel Rowe has more.
Bronwyn Petrie knows the Tenterfield region in northern New South Wales well. Her family has been on the land for five generations, and in recent years she's seen an increase in the frequency of bushfires. As she spoke to me, she describes a nearby fire, a blaze in the tops of the trees around 25 kilometres away.
That just spreads so rapidly, and it kills every living thing in the heads of those trees that have gone up there to escape. All the little nesting birds at the moment, the koalas, the gliders, the lizards, you name it, they're up in there being incinerated.
And in the past couple of years, the bushfire threat has increased. She attributes this to local authorities not burning off as much.
Up until 2 years ago, there's no sign of a crown fire on our 25,000 acres. No sign at all. But in the last 2 years, it has happened because fuel loads have intensified.
She blames gradual policy change and pressure from environmental groups for the increase in fuel loads.
Over the last 15 or so years, there's been a change in the rules. The hazard reduction burns or agricultural burns you can do, you have to have a hard edge or else you can't have a permit. So that means you need to have a road, you need to have a fence line or something where you can contain the fire in. The thing is, they say, oh, we will not have running fire. But the fact is, as a result of this, there's a lot of country, it's impossible to have a hard edge because of the nature of the terrain.
And who made the rule saying that have to do it like that?
Yeah, well, the Rural Fire Service makes the rules. State agencies, whether that's Forestry Corporation or National Parks or Local Land Services.
The National Party says the Greens Party have made it more difficult to light fires, but that's a claim rejected by fire risk management expert Professor Ross Bradstock.
The notion that there is some sort of conspiracy to stop hazard reduction is a piece of fiction.
He says there's more pre-burning happening in New South Wales than ever, but state agencies don't have the money to do the amount of burning needed to prevent fires like those in the state this week.
Hazard reduction will only put a dent in risk. It will not eliminate risk because the amount of hazard reduction you would have to do to eliminate risk is beyond the financial resources of the state.
Professor David Bowman works in pyrogeography, the study of wildfire, at the University of Tasmania.
What we're really talking about here is the tension between a command and control and regulating the use of the fire in the landscape and a more organic, self-organising use of the fire, the old-school way of doing it.
And he says as the population grows in semi-rural areas, the harder it is to light safe fires.
And they're becoming increasingly complicated because of the effect of shrinking safe weather windows and increased intensity of the fires. But as you come down into the settled areas, the complexity of planned burning increases as you get more land tenures. You have to have more sign-off, more regulation, more agreement.
Professor Bowman believes the budget for hazard reduction burning needs to dramatically increase, not just to increase burning, but to develop better ways of doing it.
Isabel Rowe reporting.